Hey guys, how you doing? How you feeling? What's poppin'? What's good? Oh my god, I'm excited. I can't help it. But anyway guys, welcome to Naked Lies. This is season 2, episode 3, done in the third month of the year. And then the interesting part is that I've just been able to record this episode like the eve to Happy International Women's Day. So whoever is listening to this, Happy Women's Day. And if you're a dude and you smile at this, kwanweni mwanamke. But anyway guys, welcome to Naked Lies. And today's topic is very interesting. It's just from my own experience, and then plus the fact that I shared it on Instagram here and there. And I got response and I said, why don't I just make it as an episode? And what better way to actually say it? Because March is interesting. March, the first weekend of March for me was bomb. And then I can imagine the second will be. And then the third. And then the fourth one, as it needs to just be a closer. This is the month that I'm always an year younger. Bye! And the last weekend of March is actually me and my best friend's birthday weekend. So all you honeys, if you want to pamper your honeys, you get the point. But anyway guys, welcome to Naked Lines, and let me say thank you to everyone who has clicked on this link. Nashukuru sana for you just giving me 2-3 minutes of your time. Lafu, you know, just good vibes. And if you listen to my previous episode, I just want to say thank you. Actually, nilishtuka the other day to actually see that I have an audience of 2 very elderly people, 65 and 67. I was like, damn, are you just calling me Black Solomon? I know, that's dry. But anyway guys, welcome. Welcome to Naked Lies. And before that, I just want to say this. I'm just from seeing a very disturbing video. I think everybody has seen it about the Boda Boda thingy. And I'm thinking about it, and it's just so many thoughts in my head. Because one is maybe political negligence. I'm thinking maybe it's about, is this social negligence? I'm thinking about, there's so many things that are going through my mind right now. I'm hoping that I'll be able to actually just sit down and put it down as an article. I really hope so. But I'm just asking myself, as in, anyway, it's a lot of thoughts. And all I can just say is that pole sana to that chick. And it's, you know, nilikuwa naona when those Boda Boda guys were actually trying to climb the Kagari, nilikuwa naona kama, you know, Walking Dead, the zombies, and then when they come to attack. So you can imagine the, damn it. I think those people really deserve punishment. Anyway, I hope that girl recovers. But still on the same note, still on girl power magic, I have decided to actually just extend my hand in helping people here and there. So if this is just a proposal, if you just sit somewhere and you're really thinking of an idea, and you're asking yourself, how can I be able to make this an idea viable? Where do I start? What do I start doing? How do I start thinking it? I think najiaminia sana. So if you have such queries, or if you have such thoughts this year, I'm extending my hand. I did entrepreneurship for 5 years, and I was quite really good at it, either classwork or outside class, and I aced it. So I feel it's just it's not what I'm doing now, but I believe one way or another is something that I'm going to be doing in my life. But as for now, me starting off, I'm just extending. So if you want advice, or how you're supposed to be spending your money, or what percentage you should be able to save, or, you know, actually, I came to realize that most of us young people, we are earning, but you don't know what percentage of what percentage should go where. For an example, if I'm earning 100%, so there's no way my rent can be 60%. No, the farthest you can live, maybe 50% of your rent, you know. So something like this, I can help you maybe dig out. I can be able to help you target mapping. I can be able to, so whatever business thing that you did. I also did a diploma in accounting. My God. So if you need help in any business sector, I'm here and I'm more than delighted to help out. So tell your cousins, your cousins' cousins, your friends, your single boyfriends, because I know your boyfriends are single. Tunapatananga na wao huku streets. But anyway, guys, whoa, hapa nimeban. But the thing is this, so today's episode, just consider, by the I really mean it. It's something I know that I can do very well, like very, very well. So try me, you know, won't be disappointed. But anyway, for today's topic, it's from some post that I saw some time back, and I posted it on my Instagram handle, and I asked it as a question poll. And 70% of you said they referred to freedom, and then like 30% said it was loneliness. And this was the question, and it stated like this. I'll read. And when nobody wakes you up in the morning, and when nobody waits for you at night, and when you cannot do whatever you want, and when you can't do whatever you want, is it freedom or loneliness? So the thing is this: when you're growing up, a lot of things happen, and I'm saying this from my own perspective. MB, everything that I say on Naked Lies, just know it's from my own based experience, and I'm just giving a disclaimer. You know, sometimes I say, me, I don't go through this, Nene. So this is just basically me, you know. And when I saw that post and I posted it, and then I saw people. People who say that it, they actually felt that that was completely total loneliness, I felt for them, you know. I was like, I've been there. I know how psychological torture loneliness is, you know. You just wake up in the morning, nobody's texting you, you know, nobody's calling you, nobody even has fucking time for you, even your own family, nobody even fucking cares where you live. And it reaches a point where you feel, let me flash it back where it started, where all this conversation started. So, the month is June. I think it was around June. The month was June, late June, early July, apo katikati. And I remember when I found out that my ex-boyfriend was doing me dirty, I just packed my things and left. I found out on Sunday, and then me and my best friend went to our own shenanigans, found ourselves in a police station. But and then the next day I went for my papers, and then the third day I was home. So when I came home, a lot of things had changed. I mean, I hadn't lived with any of my relatives for like 5 years straight, you know, nilikuwa always shule, and you know, that kind of freedom. So from freedom all of a sudden to something called loneliness, you know. Bitch was lonely. I remember when I came home, I just used to sit alone and rethink about my life over and over and over. And I mean, it reached a point where I even lost weight, because it was okay, loneliness is not good. So later on, I came and used my weakness, which was loneliness, to do some research. And actually, I came to find out that 3 types of loneliness. One, we have the existential loneliness. You just the fact that you exist, you're just lonely, you know. If there are just times, times when you just want to stay alone, you don't want to do things, you just, you know, there's just loneliness of existence. And the second one, you have the emotional loneliness. You know, you feel you don't have anyone to connect to emotionally. You feel you want to air out your view to people who can be able to understand it here and there. And then the last one, you have social loneliness. These are people who just can't be able to make friends. As in, wow, if you've not met these people, then walk more. Now, these people, they just can't be able to make friends. And so those are basically the 3 type of loneliness, and this is what I was going through, because it killed me. And I remember there was this time, me and my Boda guy, you know, I live so close to City Morgue. So to keep it up, there's a full smell very early in the morning, like bad, bad smell. I remember the Buddha guy told me, and he was like, Appa, this is where the bodies of everyone who's dead and doesn't have a loved one is brought. So back of my mind, I used to ask myself, if I can just fall here and faint out of high blood sugar or vitu jokes. At that time, sugar was a problem. So I just asked, what if I just fainted here? Will they take me to City Morgue? Will people come for me? You know, I just felt so lonely that I just wanted to be miserable, you know. And that's what loneliness does. It just tries to deprive like a little happiness that you have. It just tries to sulk, you know, the way amoeba sulks, you know. That's how loneliness sucks. And that's how I felt at that time. And I remember one day I was just walking home, and then I kept asking myself, I remember very correctly that day, I was headed from some to Mashinanigans, easy side, Zastrath. And I was just having my kamukwaju juice, and I told myself, I mean, why am I feeling miserable? And why am I allowing myself to feel lonely? So I came back home, took the little savings that I had. I'm laughing because it's crazy. There's this set of nails that I've always... I'm not even a nails person, but there's this set of nails that I really liked. I went and paid for nails worth 3,000, and I felt so good about myself, and I told myself, I'm no longer a fucking loser, lonely loser. And that's how my life started to change. I just changed the mentality that someone not texting me, someone not calling me. I diverted all that energy from loneliness to freedom. And that's why I said it earlier before. Loneliness is okay. It's good to feel lonely. And there's even, oh my God, there's even existential loneliness. You just have to be lonely to exist. Whether you exist, now you're lonely. I don't even know how to say it. But just don't let it take too much of your time. And I when I was able to channel all this energy, all this, because I'm just saying things, layman's lila juju yom tu kosa kuni text, blah blah, but that's not exactly what I mean. It just means I'm just trying to be able to point out, but it's just any type of loneliness. So I remember I sat myself down in Aka Mushemanios. May I go for Mushemanios? Because for me, meetings are a joke. Mushemanios, Kikuyu Mushemanios, there has to be a Muratina somewhere, you know. There has to be a council of elders. So I'm my own council of elder. I'm my own complaint. I'm my own so many things. And from all that negativity that I felt once, it came and all dawned on me and told me that, you know what? You're a fucking CEO of your life. And that's the best feeling ever. You're just walking down the street and tell yourself, but hey, I can hire and fire this person out of my life. I can be able to do this. I can be able to do that. You know, freedom brought me so much closer to my career. You know, it opened up so many things. I'm able to talk to so many people. I'm able to make a net worth. Network. Okay, network is equal to net worth, I hope. I don't know. These are things that maybe I would never have been able to do them if I had somebody still dragging me behind. Because dragging me behind would have been the one. And I'm so grateful that this thing that just happened in my life just happened. And that's why I thought it would just be better for me to just share it as blunt as it is. I just tell you this. Sometimes things happen in your life. Not what you wanted, not what you wished for. But sometimes, as I always say, the universe just has a way of bringing you closer to your dreams. So you just have to sit back and relax. And sometimes, don't jaribu sana to keep on fighting. Don't fight it. I mean, if it's your time to feel lonely, feel it. My goodness, feel it. I remember I used to go look myself in the mirror and feel very bad and feel very stupid, you know, and cry kidogo, and then tell myself, you know what, I don't deserve this. You know what, I'm the best. You know, there's a lot of emotions that I allowed myself to feel, and right now I think about them and I just laugh. So the problem is, what if I had not allowed myself to feel whatever I was feeling at that time? And then sorry, I'm learning it's freedom. I'm still having like those fucking breakdowns, because those were breakdowns, you know. That breakdown, that loneliness made me start a business once. So I I hugged some monsters somewhere. But the thing is this, what I can tell you from my experience is, allow yourself to feel emotions as they come. Allow yourself to live in that moment. If you're lonely, you're lonely. If you're sad, you're sad. Don't force it. I know most people say that, this Rihanna clip that was going to, like, when you're not feeling well, I don't know, you should, who wants to cry themselves to sleep? Sometimes it's just okay to just cry yourself to sleep. Sometimes it's okay to just lock yourself in the room than your duvet and just fucking break down. You know, it's okay to just stay in the house a whole month, you know, all soaked up, maybe, I don't know, I don't know how miserable, it's okay to listen to sad songs, uku melia, uku akina Celine Dion, I don't know who, it's okay, but remember time waits for no man, you know, and the more you waste your time on such things, the more you waste your time in emotional derail, the more you waste your time in telling yourself that I'm lonely, I don't deserve this, I don't want this. The more time you waste is more time that you can never recover. So, sis, happy International Women's Day. Don't take too long in whatever you're feeling or whatever you're going through. Remember, at a Saudi soul themselves, they told us, you know, do what makes you happy. You're only here for a while, you know. Raha usijinyime. It's like I can start singing the whole song. Guys, thank you for listening to Naked Lies. Sees you in the next episode.